Chapter 1. The Swordsman. Corinne felt the hoofbeats before she heard them, a barely noticeable tremor underfoot, hardly enough to suggest the approach of a rider, but enough to stop her mid-stride. She turned and studied the leafless trees. Nothing moved. No breeze rattled the branches. No acorn fell to earth. No dead limb snapped. Nothing relieved the woodland's emptiness. But she was no longer alone under these oaks. A season on her own had taught her what solitude felt like, and it didn't feel like this. Every impulse that had brought her to this place screamed at her to get out of sight. Don't get caught. Not now, after all this time and all that way, those long miles that stretched behind. And not here, in this high, pathless woodland that had seemed to hold no life. The papery, dry leaves under her boots barely rustled as Corinne darted into a thicket. Ah! She gasped at the cold and darkness enveloping her. The pale autumn sun didn't penetrate here. To a passing rider, she would surely be invisible. She grew still and listened. But the woods stayed silent, with a hush like the calm while the storm clouds build. Corinne tensed. A shiver ran through her. There. She caught them again. Tremors in the earth. Hoofbeats now unmistakable. As she hid in the shadows, her breath suspended, she followed their rhythm, the cadence they struck at the threshold of hearing. Nearer the hoofbeats came, ever nearer and more distinct. They broke to a gallop. With a sudden sharp burst of noise, a great snapping and splintering of brittle limbs and underbrush, the horse came crashing into the thicket. Stop! Corinne shouted. She had no time to run. She couldn't even straighten from her crouch before she was bowled over onto her back. Instinctively, she put up a foot, struggling to boot the animal away. Get off! She yelled. Get off me! She aimed a kick at the animal's foreleg, but the horse sidestepped and she hit nothing. A blur dropped from the horse's back. Steel flashed, and Corinne felt the point of a sword touch the hollow of her throat. Oh, sweet dr— She almost rolled out an oath, but it died on her tongue. The swordsman was glaring down at her with the angriest, most frightening eyes she had ever glimpsed in a human face. They were as black as volcanic glass, but they burned like fiend's fire. Their unnatural luster hinted of insanity? Demonic possession? She couldn't say what she saw in their depths, but they took her breath away. The man leant in slightly. His weapon nicked the skin of her throat. No! Corinne yelled. Don't! He pulled up, just a fraction. His eyes scorched her, and when he spoke, he sounded as furious as he looked. Can you show cause why I should not remove your head at once? He snapped. The boundaries of my land are clearly marked. Those who would dare to enter here know the offence they commit and the penalty for it. Do you have a defence to offer? Or shall I execute you now and save you the trouble of arguing your case? Wait, let me explain, Corinne demanded, blustering a little, attempting a show of outraged innocence. It fizzled. Her voice quivered and muffed the effect. The swordsman pulled back another fraction, not enough to let her up. But he allowed enough space between his sword and her skin that Corinne could heave a breath without risking major blood loss. He gave her a curt nod. Whatever you have to say, he growled, say it quickly. Why'd I tell him I'd explain? She thought, aghast at herself. How do I explain what I don't understand? I'm not from around here, Corinne ventured, feeling her way with him. I came up from the south, from the plains, and I'm only passing through. I'm not a poacher, I swear. She wiped her sweating palms on her leggings and tried to sound convincing. I haven't even seen a game trail to follow. Not that I would follow it, I mean, I didn't come up here to hunt.